Welcome to the studio this morning, the one and only GM of Jack Around AFM, is Kevin Vine.
Hello, guys. Nice to be here. How are things?
How's that for a build-up?
Very nice. I wanted more of a let's get ready to rumble introduction.
Let's get ready. It's the state of the station address. We've dressed up for this occasion and everything, so thanks for joining us.
Thank you for recognizing me, Honorable Speaker of the House.
Listen, what a time it's been, the last couple of months, looking back. We're just talking just now. It is some crazy cool stuff. What are you most proud of?
You know what? Every time we do the State of the Station, it's really a great opportunity, firstly, to thank every person who supported the station, from our advertisers to you listening wherever you are, in your car, at home, or on DSTV, or wherever it is. So, firstly, we appreciate everybody's support. But I think the things that we always look back at, and we sometimes forget to celebrate, is what great fun we've had over the last 6 months. So, you know, if I look back at any boss, hundreds of thousands of people celebrating South African music in the freezing cold of Mbombela. And then moving out of that into the Spring Walk, which this year was also a little bit different. Had a bit of a run, so a bit of a fitness vibe. And of course, together with our partners, Discovery, there, we managed to put 10,000 people running around the streets of Tshwane and in the Botanical Gardens, and amazing entertainment afterwards. Did you manage to finish?
Yes, sure.
Let's see that.
Yeah, you did the 15K run.
Hey?
Yeah.
In my heart.
Sure. we were busy emceeing and entertaining everybody. Watched everyone finish as well. Now thinking back, just like we sometimes brush over these things, and now it's December already. But just for a moment, just pause. How cool was our Spring Walk and Ebos, our cycle event that was added this year? That was really cool.
Off the beaten track. I mean, that's a while ago, and there's another one coming. But amazing. Again, thousands of people gathering at the Red Barn in Centurion, riding bikes, families. And that's really what the station is about. To get the opportunity to spend time with kids it's a wonderful thing, firstly. But secondly, to create that environment is really important for us. Also, I think one of the big highlights of the year, and this is an important one to mention because you guys are in charge of that, and of course Diane Broderick does an amazing job together with you, but Good Morning Angels is just an indication of how important it is that we show you how to care for communities. So I think as South Africans, you know, we often forget how privileged and how lucky we are to have what we have. Lots of people moan about what they don't have. But as people who are in a position to use our wonderful speakers that come out of this station into four different provinces, we get the chance to help people with a number of things. GMA is one of them. The Apple iSchool project, where we're able to absolutely and indefinitely help children's education as part of our national development plan.
Yeah.
So, you know, as we do those things and we look back at the sums of money and the lives that we've impacted, I think it's very important to celebrate not just the radio station, but the people who have contributed. So I think to every person who's contributed, a big thank you. And now, of course, is the GMA Festive Edition that you guys start running.
Once again, I think the theme here for me is actual change. It's going to be so, so cool. That is exactly what Good Morning Angels is all about. We'll tell you more about what's to look forward to in 2018. Some crazy cool stuff. We're talking about the state of the station, Jacaranda FM. Thanks to you. Well, Kevin will hang around. We'll get back into some more for you next. Kevin Fine in the studio with us this morning. He is our general manager here at Jacaranda FM. We're just looking back at some cool stuff that happened this year, cool stuff that's coming in 2018. And Kevin just spoke about one of the other big projects that Jacaranda FM started this year. Actually, very, very exciting stuff. Right.
You know, Mark, one of the biggest projects we undertook this year was to partner with OutSurance and the OutSurance Pointsman. And so every day in the traffic, we have the Jacaranda FM and OutSurance Pointsman helping people in the traffic. But it's actually bigger than that. The truth is, every day people get stuck in the traffic, and we're actually there not only on air, but physically to help people to get to their meetings on time, to get to work on time, to make that aeroplane flight, to see your children's graduation. And so they're not just there to help you. It's actually a symbiotic relationship. Sorry for the big word, but it's a big relationship between the two of us. Not just the Pointsman and Jacaranda, but us and audience. So you who are in the traffic right now, if you see something in the traffic, we're asking you, tell us where that problem is, and we'll send the OutSurance Jacaranda FM Pointsman to that area. Think how that helps other people in the traffic and how you could be a traffic champion and get people to where they want to in the time that they want to.
That is so awesome. So, state of the station for the next couple of months. We've got our cruise coming up, Rock and Comedy Cruise. What am I missing? Sisters of Blisters.
Sisters with Blisters has moved this year. So, we're still very involved in 16 Days of Activism. It's very important that we take gender and women abuse very seriously, which we do. But this year we wanted to move our event out to March next year around International Women's Day. There's a lot of activity that happens now. We wanted to create a different environment. So look out for Sisters with Blisters in March. It's a very new and unique event, but I think people are going to love it. There's also Off the Beaten Track, which returns in April. Bicycles, mountain biking, outdoors, fun, and of course music. Then there's Jacaranda Day in May. The Business Breakfast Series gets underway again. And then all of a sudden, we're back at Anybos. So those are the big key events that are happening over the next few months. And of course, now is holiday time. So firstly, to both of you, happy birthday for the 22nd of December.
Yay!
Thank you.
Big party. And apparently you're throwing a kids party because you can.
Yes, the kids have rocked our world in the mornings with Ask the Kids and stuff. And we just decided, listen, that is one way to do a proper, decent birthday party.
I think we should let the kids in and let them do your show one day.
That would be awesome. Want to.
We were just going for letting them do our faces with face painting, but okay, throw a show in as well.
Show some faith in our future leadership, Martin.
Yeah, it's going to be with Monte Cassino, right?
It's going to be at Monte Cassino. I have to warn you, my son has been asking a lot about you, so you might have a 5-year-old who won't leave you alone.
That's okay. I can give him back.
Yes.
So, Kev, thanks for popping in. State of the Station looking fantastic. So excited about 2018.
Just before I go, one last bit. Obviously, we love to get your feedback, so please, if you have any ideas, we have a brand new show on in the evening. It's called More Music You Love to Love To. So if you love songs at night, never hurt. So enjoy that. That's After 7 with Danny Painter. And if you want to give us any input or suggestions, please email me directly, gm@jacarandafm.com. It's a G and a M, a G and a M at jacarandafm.com. And finally, just to say happy holidays to you, wherever you're going. If you're staying home, if you're going away, try to spend time with family. Enjoy the time off from work if you get it. And don't be lonely. If you need to reach out to other people, we're always here for you. And if you know of anybody who is alone these holidays, reach out to them and make them part of your life. Lekker vakantie, geniet het. Ons sal jou in 2018 sien.
2018.
2018.
I'm going to give him E for effort, eh?
E for effort. Thanks, guys.
As much as we don't want this year to, or the next year to start, you just want to linger in December for a whole lot. It's good to know that there's some exciting things happening next year and good reasons to come back. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Kev. Here's Toto now. About our beautiful continent.